right. It's happy days. It's happy afternoon. It's always happy when we have Kelly McWhorter. And sitting in here on the silent side will be Lindsay Burns with us here today. Lindsay, how you doing? Put a high five here. Thank you very much. We're videotaping, so you'll be able to see Lindsay in the video. But Kelly won't let her talk today. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great, thanks. And I would let her talk, actually. She gets a trial run without that, though.
That's right. So, Kelly, of course, your job is you look at all the tourism, bringing tourism into Greenwood and the surrounding areas here. How long have you been actually doing that job?
Almost 6 years. And 5.5 years.
What a change.
What a change.
Just give us a little overview from when you started to where you are now.
Okay. That's not really easy, but I can tell you that we have learned so much about events. And the biggest thing we've learned is that every event that comes to town is different. There are some event planners that know their stuff so well, you're afraid of them. You're intimidated by them. You want everything to be perfect for them because they have unusually high expectations. And then there are some who really want you to do as much as you can possibly do to help their event become a success, and they're not equipped to do an event like what they've got going on. So we've learned to be prepared for anything, and that's been the biggest adjustment for us is that, and we went to see several CVBs when we first started, just see how they did it. And I'll never forget, and I remind Lindsay of this every day, that the lady from the Columbus, Georgia CVB, and that's a great visitors bureau to visit, she said, their event becomes your event. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought,
yeah, sure. Right.
It does. She was absolutely right. Their
so it's in your best interest to make sure that it comes off right.
That's exactly right. And it's really a fun job to be the facilitator and sometimes the negotiator, because we're very comfortable and with our local businesses, and they're very supportive of what we do, so our hats are off to them. Kudos to everybody who's been so cooperative to us. And they want things to work, so they do whatever they can, and they put their best foot forward, and it makes our job really a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you just think that you started by yourself in a very small office and it just keeps growing and growing, you've gone to school and gotten education on how to do this and everything.
Yes.
And, of course, the big thing was having that confidence to start this up. That was huge, too.
Right. It was good that the experience I had at the chamber, meeting so many of the local businesses, I think that helped. When I came into this, they were very excited for Greenwood to get a new organization, and all of them have been very, very helpful. So you're right. 5.5 years ago, they took me to the second floor of the Arts Center, and there was nothing there. Nothing.
And now you have brochures, and you have maps,
right.
And you have the ability, and you can get up and talk in front of people.
That's
and
right.
Do stuff. So
we have PowerPoint, pictures, and we have pictures on the wall. We have furniture, and all of that was what we had to do to get started. And Lindsay's only 3 months behind me. She came on board in February. I think I started in November. So she's been right there with it all. I mean, she went from the front desk to the office upstairs, and has really we've both learned a lot, and now we're blessed to have two additional interns, and they're both Lander students, and they really like working there, so they're going to stay on through the summer.
How about that?
It's great.
As interns?
And we're keeping them busy.
As interns, huh?
They're great. Yeah,
absolutely.
And they've worked it out with each other to be. To be on site as much as possible through the week, and that takes a load off of us because we really need somebody at the front to help people when they come in and they need information about the visitor center, et cetera. So, and they're both great.
So, well, that's what growth is all about, right?
That's right.
That's right. So. Now, I guess because you've been doing all that, you must be bringing a lot more dollars into Greenwood.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Some of it has been our doings, and some of it has just been good old Greenwood coming behind us and saying, we're so proud of our city, we want to have this and this and this event here. And one such case of that was that car show we had last week. The director is a Greenwood County resident,
mm-hmm.
and last year at Chattanooga, he told them that he wanted to host it in Greenwood. And when he got back from Chattanooga, we started the the wheels rolling for that, no pun intended. But anyway, we started everything going, and it was a great event.
I understand they went out to the drive-in. They had a drive around.
So they did all this stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
They did the drive-in, and they had a cruise-in Saturday, and then went for lunch at the Dixie drive-in, and of course, they had their car show. We had a concert that night, Friday night, and I think it was a very big success. They found Greenwood to be a nice place to have something, so maybe they'll come back.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, though, isn't it? Building those building blocks that make other people or have people tell people about events.
Right.
I tell you, one event that I was very impressed with was the Rural Summit.
Absolutely.
You know, that was huge, and you got a lot of people. People that I talked to at the event who had never been to Greenwood had no idea of the type of things and quality of events that could be had here.
Right.
So I know that the eventual fallout of that is going to be terrific.
I think so. And one thing that, and I'll talk about this later as we talk about sales marketing, but, you know, Greenwood is lacking an all-service conference center hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's okay because we have discovered to maximize the use of what we do have, which John Holloway Studio served as a perfect venue for that summit.
Mm-hmm.
We've used our building for things. We've used the museum and the theater space for things. We use what we have, and Lindsay and I say all the time, if we can just get people to Greenwood, it sells itself.
Sure, it does.
And that's the biggest challenge for us, is to get people from when we meet with them at the marketplaces to get them here. And I think once we do, they get really interested.
Now, a big part of your job is going to different conventions and sales events where you actually put Greenwood on the map.
Right, and that is mainly what Lindsay does. Lindsay travels a lot. She just got back from National Association of Sports Commission's show in Hartford, Connecticut.
Wow.
And brought back a basketball tournament. So
wow.
It was already, we know that's successful. It's Primetime Sports is having a basketball tournament in May of 2013 at Lander University. So that was a huge, appointment for her because it got confirmed, and she's been working on that for a while. So advertising and developing relationships are really key with what we're doing, and we got to get to the right people.
You know, isn't it amazing that Little Greenwood has its own visitor center and goes out there to conventions and helps promote. You know, a lot of cities of this size, if we call Greenwood a city, don't have that going for them.
No, they don't. And we're very fortunate that our organizations work together for the good of the common goal, and that is to bring people together. And, you know, this Visitors Bureau was started by the Chamber, the Partnership, City Council, and County Council, and it's a real good example of how leaders can come together and see the need and make it happen.
Should we send an example of this up to Washington, D.C.?
Sure.
Maybe that would be a good idea.
My PowerPoint on how we all got started.
How you all got together and how you work together day in and day out.
And as the Festival Flowers lady says, we all kumbaya together.
Kumbaya, okay. All right, well, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the things. Of course, the Masters was just here. We're going to find out how many dollars were brought in. We're going to find out how they know how well things are going. And, of course, a lot of other things. Do you know we have a new soccer league right here in Greenwood? Well, you're going to hear more about it right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Me when I hold you, feel so right, it can't be wrong, rocking and rolling all week long.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery. It is 4:19 in the afternoon. Hey, do you have gold to sell? You need to come see us right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. Price is up on gold right now, so an excellent day to sell, so why not come by and see us? You know what makes us special? It's not Jeff. It's the fact that we pay, the fact that we actually pay extra for stuff. We pay for the diamonds. We pay for the colored stones. We pay for it being in good condition. And sterling silver, hollowware, flatware, and coins. So bring them by right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We'll be here till 6 o'clock this afternoon. All right, so we were talking with Kelly McWhorter, and we have Lindsay Burns on the silent over here. She's the focus of the video here. How you doing there? There you go. All right. Well, anyways, you get to see Lindsay on YouTube maybe tomorrow. But, Kelly, we were talking about some of the ways that you are able to tell how it is affecting. Now, how much dollars do you anticipate came in because of the Masters?
We estimate about $1 million in economic impact, and the basis of that is what our hotels do during that week, mm-hmm. and how our accommodations taxes really do increase during that week. Our hospitality tax, you can see an increase in that because people go out to eat more. I imagine if we checked, our sales tax would increase. I was telling you earlier that I have a secret spy who just happened to interview a few people in the mall, and they were here for the Masters, but they needed some shorts to wear because they had warmed up. And so all of those things, those are unknowns, really, that we have no idea how many people are going and actually shopping, or if it rains, they need a poncho at Walmart, things like that that we can't even track.
Sure.
So it's at least $1 million, if not well over that.
That's a terrific pull. Absolutely.
Really,
that's a terrific pull.
I will tell you, this is, the Masters Week is definitely the hotel's most favorite week of the whole year in Greenwood.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So now, but there are other things coming up.
There
like
are.
We have the Festival of Flowers that's right around the corner. And then after that is the Festival of Discovery. So
right.
those events fill everything up too, don't they?
They do. They fill everything up. The Festival of Flowers has done a really good job of creating events on weekends, not just the main weekend. So there'll be things like the horse show and the they're still having their triathlon, and all of those will be different weekends. So we'll get some overnight traffic from them as well. And the other thing people don't think about is what overflow traffic or what side traffic we get. In other words, somebody might plan their wedding. Mm-hmm. So while they're not going to the wedding, they'll be going to festival events. We've seen a lot of that. Family reunions are hotter during June, not just hotter, but more popular
right.
during June and July. They schedule their other events around these festivals, so we're not just busy with festivals, we're busy with the other folks coming in.
Well, that's another subject, mm-hmm. is family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge business.
It is a huge business for Greenwood. We've had a number of them on the books this year, I'd say at least 10, and we've got more coming through the summertime. They like to do them in the summer, but they always need help with. Again, we treat it like an event. We give them the visitors information. We help them find venues for their gatherings, et cetera, and then sometimes we even get hotel rates if they haven't gone that far. So family reunions have become very big. And Greenwood, which I can't neglect this, we're affordable. We are affordable for a very big group of people. Our rates are comparable to other places that I think that's an attraction for us.
Sure.
That we're very affordable and reasonable, and there's enough to do here. I mean, it's not a big city, but it's big enough.
Anybody that tells me there's not enough to do here doesn't tune into the Isla Van Show at 8:35 in the morning and hear all the events and whatnot
right.
going on.
they should spend a day with Lindsay or myself. We can make sure that they won't feel that way at the end of the day.
Sure.
With all that there is to do in Greenwood.
Now, of course, you all have a website where
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on it. What's that website?
The main website is visitgreenwoodsc.com. If you want to go straight to what events are taking place, go to greenwoodsblooming.com.
Sure. So that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
A very good name.
Blooming.
I mean, yes.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly. Very good name. But now, tell us a little bit about the soccer league that we've got here. What's the deal on that? That's kind of brand new, isn't it?
It's brand new. It's been in the works for about a year. This is referred to as a professional development league, but the true name of the soccer team is the Palmetto Bantams Football Club. They have a
They're trying to sneak it in and make people think it's football, right?
I reckon.
Because you know, if it was football, everybody would be there. But that's
right.
Actually the European name
that's
for soccer.
That's the European name.
Right.
They have a sister team affiliation with the same team in Bradford City, England.
Mm-hmm.
So they're even trying to get some of those players over here to either practice or play on the team, just as a sort of welcome thing. And I'm sure ours will go over there. But I think the biggest, most exciting thing is this is the only professional development team in the state of South Carolina, and it will be the only team in the state of South Carolina. Every state has the right, depending on their size,
mm-hmm.
they can have one or two. I think North Carolina has two. Some of the bigger states might, but South Carolina, this is it.
This is it.
So we're going to have a lot of people from Virginia, Florida, different neighboring states. They're going to come here and play 8 home games at the soccer field at the Jeff May Complex.
Mm-hmm.
The first game is May the 12th at 7 p.m. at the soccer field at the Jeff May Complex. There's probably a small admission fee, but then later on that week, on May the 19th, they're going to have a meet and greet at Howard's on Main that evening. So they're really trying to get some support up. They've already gotten some sponsorship together locally. And the other exciting thing is that 75% of the major league soccer players play in this league. So we're going to have some pros come out of this.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting.
It is.
So think about, like, if we could have a pro game here one day, and we almost got that chance, actually, but it didn't work out. But it'd be great if we could have expand on this and we could have even bigger things happen because
sure.
of it. So my hat is off to Mark. He is a great visionary.
Well, good.
Made it happen.
Made it happen. And, of course,
yes.
Van Taylor's going to be the head coach. And, of course, he's at Lander there. So that was a nice fit, right?
It was a very nice fit. It all came together at the right time. And it's great. So
this is the opportunity for everybody that says soccer is where it's at and all these young kids playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an excellent opportunity for them to really see it kicked up a notch, shall we
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely. And we really want the youth of Greenwood who are enthusiastic about soccer, we want them to come and participate and help the teams with whatever little tasks they may need. But they're very in tune to that, the management is. Their website is palmettobantamsfc.com.
Okay.
And it's up. We were just checking it before we got over here, and it's looking good.
Looking good. And the first game is?
May the 12th. At 7 p.m.
That's the day before Mother's Day. That's
yes,
the day before Mother's Day. Absolutely.
Day before Mother's Day.
So that'd be a good event to get Mom and take her out to and say, Mom,
Wouldn't
are you?
Love that. Mom love that.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Soccer game. For Mother's Day.
What do you think, Mom? All right. Well, that's great. And like you said, that will be over at the Jeff May Center.
Yes. And they're very excited. Lander's very excited to be a partner of this league. And we're excited to have them because every time a team plays, what do you think they got to do? Stay in a hotel. So we're excited to have all that. That's going to be another revenue generator for the accommodations taxes that we're supported by.
Sure. Now, what do you think about? Do we need more hotels in Greenwood?
We will. I don't think we're there yet. There is a certain occupancy rate that I think hotel investors kind of look for to start thinking about investments. The last time I checked, we were at 56%. They start looking about 63% to 65%. So we've got some work to do to get that up, but it's coming along. I think it's going to happen. Do we want a conference center? We do, but we also know that's a big investment, and that's going to put a lot on us as staff to really sell it and to really fill it up. I think if you interview some of the larger areas with conference centers, they're going to tell you it's a challenge and sometimes a struggle.
Sure.
So, you know, we're going to do what we can do with what we have right now.
Well, when you really look at all the different areas that we have, from Piedmont Tech, from Lander, from Uptown Greenwood, John Holloway's, the Federal Building, I mean, there's a lot of avenues, except for maybe the really huge,
right?
Yes, event, and I don't know if we would actually get a huge event.
I don't
event.
Think we would. Lindsay has certainly met her share of those larger event planners, and I think now she's perfected the appointment schedule to know what fits for
mm-hmm.
this community. we know what we can handle labor-wise for this community, and we're getting real comfortable with that number. It's about 100 to 250 people.
No, oh, that's a good size. That's a good size. Yes.
Well, a small market meeting niche.
Well, we're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, an excellent jewelry store for that small market meeting niche. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Got a question for Kelly? Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. That's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery about 4:36 in the afternoon. Kelly McWhorter is filling us in on what's going on with the Visitor Center, how they're promoting Greenwood, how they're making it, I guess, helping make it so someday we don't have that 1 cent sales tax. See, I'm figuring
right.
Retail stores that are here, that we should be able to do away with that 1 cent sales tax very soon.
You know, tourism does provide sales tax relief for Greenwood citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We have, and I can't show them on the radio, but we have Excel spreadsheets that demonstrate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting. I think for Greenwood County, we provide for each citizen about $125 in sales tax relief right now. If as things progress and we get better, that number should change in a good way.
Well, and the other thing is, as more retail establishments come in here, like, you know, Project Smoke with Kohl's and PetSmart and, oh, I think Ross. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Oh, okay. But anyways, those coming out here. I love Project Smoke. Okay, Mark
the
Warner.
The Kohl's sign is out there.
Yes, I know,
so
the Kohl's sign,
sure.
Yes. And PetSmart, they're advertising for.
Okay.
So, yes, when Petco is coming, too. But as all these businesses come in, that'll make it more of a destination.
I agree.
For people to come and shop.
I agree. I think that's only going to help us in the big picture. It'll help with recruiting. It'll help with relocation for retirees. And right now we're still in this phase where I think we have everything that you need. But some people still just like to go out and take road trips. And
well, I mean, there is nothing like getting out of town,
there's
and then you come
like
back and you appreciate
town.
What you have. So
it is
a good thing to go. It is a bad thing when you buy all your stuff out of town.
It is.
You know, I think we need these smaller merchants.
We do.
I think sometimes we forget about that. We only look at the price. We don't even ask that smaller merchant, could you get it for this price that I've seen? You'd be surprised how willing they are to try to match the price if they can.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's good to know.
Yes. So just one of the things I like to talk about. Now, golf, of course, is huge, and the Masters was just here, and you actually have developed a program where you're promoting golf in this area.
Yes. We have developed, we had a website called LakelandsLinks.com, and it was the beginning of our promotion of golf, and it's since taken on a new face, and it is now called GolfGreenwoodSC.com. We're currently running a really big giveaway for a gift card to Golfsmith and two rounds of golf and accommodation. So we're trying to develop a steady database of folks that aren't really from Greenwood. We're trying to get those visitors in and really trying to promote our golf packages, which our golf packages are being facilitated by a guy out of Columbia, golfpackagesofsc.com. His name is Ricky Socher. He's come here. He's met with the hotels. He's met with the golf courses. Everybody is on board. So you'll be seeing some of the golf packages develop, and we'll be marketing that on the new website as well. So what the rack cards that I have here are all over our town right now. We actually put them out right before the Masters. And
I wonder why you guys did that.
I wonder why we did that.
Right.
But anyway, we put them in several restaurants. We put them in the golf courses. We put them in the hotels. And we're just constantly restocking all these because this giveaway is going to go on until the end of the year.
Okay.
So we're really trying to pick golf up as a destination. Our
how many golf courses do we have in this area? It's huge.
It is huge. Regionally, we have at least 15.
Mm-hmm.
Greenwood proper probably has 6 or 7 that we have been able to communicate with and gain their cooperation. But, you know, I don't think golfers think a thing about going 30 minutes to another golf course in another county. And a while back, we had a group come over here from Ireland, and they said, do not look at your county lines. Do not look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a visitor's mind, they do not exist.
Sure.
Thus the regional concept for our bureau, you know, and thus the regional concept for this golf.
I mean, just when you look at McCormick,
right.
I mean, over Hickory Knob and Tara, and of course they just had that big golf tournament right over there at Savannah Lake. So huge possibilities to develop that.
Yes, and of course our new slogan is play in Augusta's backyard, because we really are Augusta's backyard. And I think it's going to be a big hit. I think they were marketing, you know, our courses, our value-priced golf packages, and the fact that our winter is so mild. I mean, can you imagine if it was too cold to play here? Because it's hardly ever too cold to play here.
Sure. Maybe a couple of weeks in January sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, and even
and the courses
then,
are
in the afternoon, you could still probably get on and play.
Well, and the other thing is the courses are kept in good shape.
Yes, they are.
So that is the difference, too.
Our golf courses take a lot of pride in what they do. They've all made great strides to make improvements, and we're very fortunate to have them right at our doorstep.
Sure. So it's a natural. And if people are having people come into town and they like to golf, why not put together one of these golf packages?
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do. And we actually got some international exposure with golf about a month ago.
Okay.
We had a, thanks to the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, they brought some golf writers who write for the main golf magazine, they own it, in Germany. And they came, and Stony Point was gracious enough to allow them to play. We visited with them over lunch. We told them about everything, and they loved Stony Point. I feel like they're going to make the article. So we'll be on the lookout for that. But that's the kind of thing that we really need to be doing.
Sure.
Not just... We don't need to just keep it to the Atlantic Ocean. Let's go across.
Go across the ocean. And hit the West Coast, too, right?
That's right.
Hit the West Coast, too.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, one of the things that you can always tell about the Festival of Flowers and the Festival of Discovery is the fact of where the cars and the license plates come from. They come from all over the United States.
All over. Our Festival of Flowers, I think I've even seen cars from Canada here.
Sure.
Which is just, you know, it blows my mind. But Park Seed has been such a huge attraction for so many people, and one visitor put it to me best, and she said, I have been ordering seeds from this place for so long, I had to see it.
Sure.
And she, of course, got a treat with the gardens in bloom and everything on sale, and so she got a real treat for that. So a lot of people just want to see it, and then they come here and they have so much more to see than just the trial gardens. Now we've got the topiaries, and topiaries for the whole month is a huge economic driver for Greenwood.
Oh, yes, and you know what I tell you what else, though, is when people come here and see it, whether it's for a festival, a golf, a meeting, and then we have so many people, retirees, looking at moving permanently to here, that's a big plus, too.
It's a big plus. I feel like the retirees see ways immediately that they can get plugged in and involved, and then they want to invite their people to come. And I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she actually came here because her mother and her aunt were already here and living on the lake, and she moved here. And then somebody else in her family moved here, all from up north. So it's a trickle effect, really.
Well, you know, I think one of the big deals on that is the fact that you can sell your house for more up there, buy a house down here for less and pocket the money, so that makes a big difference right there.
It would to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, you got a great climate to live in. No more snow to shovel. So,
and I
good
think
stuff.
We're a nice community. I think we're friendly, and we try to be hospitable. We don't, you know, we try and be very warm and welcoming to everybody that comes. So I think we've got that going for us. I don't know if every community can say that.
I think one of the things that you definitely can say about Greenwood, if there is a need in this community, they all step forward.
They all step
forward. And if we can solve our own problems, which I think really says a lot about it. We're not looking for outside support.
No.
It's nice, but we're not looking for that outside support. We do it from right here in Greenwood.
We do.
So let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about some of the things that Kelly has on the horizon. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days, Saturday, what a day, rock and roll week with you.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Passes Gallery, and as people that like dogs, we're talking about Gracie. That's right. What a great addition she's been to my life. Hello. I had somebody drive by the other day. I'm standing out back there while Gracie is checking out where she'd like to do her business. They didn't say hello, Ann. They said, hello, Gracie. I thought that was precious. See, she's got her own special following. Yes.
She's got her own fan base.
Well, that's right. She does.
She's your official WLMA Sharp Facets mascot.
That's right. So, yep, she is it. So she's going to have her own web page and Facebook page here very soon. So just keep checking it out, folks. Gracie, yes. All right. Well, we just wanted to touch on a few more things. We're almost out of time here. You are going to be the official ticket outlet for the South Carolina Festival of Flowers. Is that right?
Right. We are going to have the tickets for things such as the Women's Luncheon, the Wine Walk, probably the
Wine Crawl.
Or the Wine Crawl, depending on how you approach that.
Yes.
And we're going to have a couple of other things. The Art Center is going to have the tickets for the Festival Corral. So this is a good opportunity for us to get the word out that you can stop off on Main Street and pick up your tickets, not yet, but soon, probably in the next couple of weeks.
So that'll make it nice and easy to be able to do that right there on Main Street.
So.
You know, one of the things I think a lot of people don't realize is that the federal building there, it's for everybody.
It is for everybody.
Yes.
It is a public building. It is a community building. We want as many people that can come through to come through. There's always a good art exhibit up, always. And then we also have, I'm going to take this opportunity to say that we have a conference room upstairs in our quarters that is for community use. So if you are in an organization or a business and you need a quick space to conduct a meeting and you want to be off-site of your place, let me know at 953-2465. So
there you go.
We're happy to offer that to people because, again, what do they got to go through to get to my place? They got to go through the art gallery.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll get them to see the art exhibit and then come up to see us.
And is there a charge to go in the art gallery?
Nope.
See,
no
it's
charge.
Free just to be able to walk through there and
right.
check everything out. So
right.
make sure you do that. If you haven't been there, make sure you check it out. Excellent place, and it was so beautifully done, and it's still so gorgeous back there.
We're
light and
blessed.
Airy and just a nice place. So check that out. All right, so you've got the Festival of Flower tickets.
Yes.
You also, coming up in July, the American Legion Big Baseball Tournament, July
yes.
25th through the 29th. That follows after the Festival of Discovery. Man,
Festival
I tell you
Discovery.
What, it's, yes. What's, tell us what's going to happen
crazy.
With that.
That is going to be, I believe it starts on a Wednesday and it'll end on a Saturday evening. They'll have teams from all over the state. Those teams are going to stay in one central location, and their parents and family are going to stay in the hotels. And
actually, people are going to be staying at Lander. People are going to be
staying
at Lander.
The teams mainly, and then we'll see plenty of hotel traffic that week. Plenty of hospitality traffic with the restaurants. our Visitors Bureau is going to have a booth with all kinds of information throughout the whole tournament. We're going to also just give the coaches a heads up on where there is, you know, where there are things to do, and because they're going to have some downtime, and what they're going to do is they're going to play most of their games either early in the morning or late in the evening, because it's going to be fairly hot,
yeah.
I imagine, in July. And what they're also trying to do is make sure every team that comes gets a chance to play at the new baseball stadium, the Stephen Dolny Baseball Stadium at the complex, and they'll also play some at the American Legion Stadium.
So they'll be bouncing back and forth between
they
both
will.
Of them.
And we have a great group that's on the planning committee from our local American Legion. They have done a fantastic job, and they are so excited about this tournament, and you can tell it. When we met with them about a month ago, they were just, they just couldn't wait. They are so excited, and it's been several years since we've had it.
Well, this is huge.
This is huge.
And what can be better in the end of July to be having a huge baseball tournament right here in Greenwood? That
right.
is great.
It's going to be great.
All right. So, Kelly, you've got some revised visitor guides. You've
yes.
got the Life of Carolinas DVD. You've got some maps here. What do
right.
you want to finish up with here today?
Well, I'll just briefly mention that our visitors' guides have been updated with more festivals and more up-to-date restaurant information. They are free to the general public, so if anybody needs any, they can just call us at 953-2466, and we'll make sure they have some. That goes for a business or an organization or an individual. They're for the community. So.
And these are great, particularly if you're trying to make sure everybody knows where things are. If you're having a group
right.
come in, you can put together some packets or something
right.
with that.
We have visitors packets that we put together. They have the guides, the maps. We have cute little forget-me-not bookmarks that are seated, and they're a big hit. So we've done a lot of visitors packets already, and we've got enough to do more. So if anybody's got an event coming up, the only thing we require is that you are putting people in hotels, because that's what funds the materials for
sure.
for the visitors packets. The Life in the Carolinas DVD, it's been one of our biggest assets. We have the show itself, which is still airing on the community channel, and then we've got little extended play versions of the healthcare, the cultural arts, the genetic center, the May site. I think even higher ed has its own extended play. So it's just our chance to have a really good overview of Greenwood, and it's nicely done. And those videos are also available. We're not really selling them unless you're going to use it to make money yourself, but otherwise you can come by and get one and send them to your friends and family.
Sure. When you're trying to convince that family group that they should come here for a family reunion, that would be a good tool.
It's a very good tool, and we're very proud of it, and we still have a lot more.
So you have a lot
happy
more.
To give them out.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, anything that'll be coming up futuristically that we haven't really covered here today, Kelly? I mean, anything in the fall, or, you know, we go through July and the end of July, and then August, I think, is kind of dead because it is so hot.
It is really, really hot. And so we kind of move into beginning in April, Lindsay moves into sales mode, and she, up through the fall, she and I will go to different sales shows and try and plan for the coming year and the year after that. So that's really what we've got on our radar, but I'm sure other things are going to come up, and we'll be helping with those as well. And we're happy to help facilitate. It's our best perk for the job, because we like dealing with the local people and making things happen.
So whether you've got a family reunion,
right.
whether you're trying to, as a business, bring the home office here, whatever you're trying to do, you need to contact the visitors center there. And what's that telephone number?
It's 953-2466.
Okay. And, of course, the websites?
VisitGreenwoodSC.com.
Mm-hmm.
The golf website is GolfGreenwoodSC.com. And the event website is GreenwoodsBlooming.com.
And I suppose they're all linked to all of these on
each.
Yes. Yeah. So if you get on one, you can get to any of the other two, right?
Correct.
Now, you know, one of the things we've been talking about off the air was the very fact that going to these shows and everything, people always have the idea that it's a piece of cake, right?
That's what they think it's a piece of cake.
It's a party.
Party. Not really. Not exactly.
Oh, come on. You're just covering, aren't you, for Lindsay here?
No, because she sent me to a show, and I can really vouch for it. It's absolutely the truth. You have 6 minutes to tell and sell Greenwood. You have 6 minutes to tell them, A, where you are, because a lot of them don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell them, most likely the next thing you tell them is how close you are to the nearest airport. Then you talk about your facilities and what there is to offer. And then you move into, how can I get you here to show you myself?
Yeah, the hook.
Which Lindsay's really good at, thank goodness.
Yes.
So she we know that the answer is for them to do site visits to Greenwood. And then it sells itself.
Sells itself. So those are the things that you concentrate on. Bigger and better things coming up. The Palmetto Bantams, this team is going to be huge for this summer. First game is May 12th. That's right, and that'll be over at the Jeff May Complex. Let's see. David Sammons wants to know, give who to contact on using conference rooms. I guess you were talking about the conference room there at the
They can contact me for our conference room. It's my number is 953-2465.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they need other facility information, they can either go to our website at visitgreenwoodsc.com under meetings and facilities.
Mm-hmm.
All of our conference facilities are listed under that. Or if they need more detailed information, they can just give us a call.
Sure. I mean, you're very hands-on. And once mm-hmm. you answer a few questions, you ought to be able to tell them what facilities would fit what
exactly.
they're looking for.
That's what Lindsay and I try and do is get the size of what you're needing and then go from there.
Sure. So as you pull all this together, I know you're excited about this. The golf thing, let's go through that one more time because everybody's into golf or knows
right.
somebody who is. So let's go through that one more time.
Golf, play in Augusta's backyard and go to golfgreenwoodsc.com for more information on our 15 quality golf courses, our value price golf packages, and our warm winter temperatures.
And there's a giveaway, right? You're giving away a prize.
It's a $1,000 gift card to Golfsmith, and you get 2 rounds of golf here and accommodations.
And if you live here, can you register? I'm just asking because people are listening. Yes,
within 50 miles. So anybody that lives in this area, probably not, but 50 miles outside of here, yes.
Okay.
That's the criteria.
Okay, so mom and dad, where do you live? To be
right.
able to register, there you
right.
go. There is an angle to everything,
always.
But you can't live right here in Greenwood. I guess that's the answer.
I think the Greenwood folks are pretty familiar with our golf courses. We're trying to get other folks to be familiar.
I know. I was talking about the $1,000 gift card there. Hey, I am Ann Eller. I am right here with Kelly McWhorter and Lindsay Burns, the silent one this trip. And I certainly appreciate everybody tuning in this afternoon for Meet Me at the Diner. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We're going to hear the news. Then I'm going to be back with Happy Hour. What's on tap this afternoon? Hey, bartender, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't you go away.